Now, last weekend, the American hunting group, the Dallas Safari Club, raised $350,000 by selling a hunting license to shoot one of only 5,000 black rhinos remaining in the wild. Now, you might think that conservationists and animal rights groups would be up in arms, and unsurprisingly, some of them are. But the International Union for Conservation of Nature are actually supporting the sale, and Mike Knight, who's the chair of their rhino specialist group, joins us now from South Africa, where he's the head of planning and development in the national parks. Now, Mike, what is the threat that black rhinos face?
Obviously, we're facing the threat at the moment from escalating poaching that's been driven by the demand for horn in the Far East. Last year, we lost 1,004 animals, most of which in South Africa. But I think, obviously, the focus of this discussion will be looking at Namibia, who've lost only two animals.
So given that there are only 5,000 of these rhinos remaining in the wild, why are you supporting the sale of a hunting license to actually kill one of them?
Well, the whole thing around rhinos, and particularly rhinos, these hunting applications are focused primarily on males, which we've actually coined as surplus males, and it's primarily the old geriatric males. These males are often involved in fighting. In many cases, females are killed. And in Namibia, for instance, up to 30% of the animals that are lost in Namibia are a result of fighting. And in many cases, that's females. The last thing you ever want to lose in a population that is of that size is to lose the breeding stock and to lose the females. So what we have to do in a situation like this is to try and make sure we do the best for the males. Putting the males onto other land or alternative land has huge cost implications. It's also taking away the opportunities for breeding populations. So really the best way to turn this around is to actually use these surplus males. And remember, there's only five animals given in South Africa and Namibia as part of the hunting quota, and that money goes directly back into conservation. So yes, they are in some ways sacrificial, but to the same extent, they have great financial returns towards rhino conservation. And in the case of Namibia, that money was ploughed 100% back into conservation.
And how's that surplus males come about? Is that behavioural?
It's behavioural. It's black rhino. Black rhinos are notably aggressive. At the moment, in many of the populations, they are distorted towards males, and populations that have the larger proportion of breeding males don't perform as well as those when the proportion of males are less. So what we try and do in many situations is skew the sex ratio in favour of females to get them breeding as fast as we possibly can. And then the question is, what do you do with these surplus males? In the case of Namibia, the males that they're actually talking about are ones that have often been kicked out of Etosha National Park. In many cases, they've put these animals back into the park, but in 90% of the cases, those animals have either been killed or they killed other animals. So the best thing is actually to let's try and get a conservation benefit from this. And that conservation benefit is a form of rands or in dollars, which goes directly into conservation.
What sort of reaction have you had from the international community to this decision to sell this license?
I think a lot of it comes around possibly from ignorance, not understanding the context in which we're talking about. As you know, Southern Africa follows sustainable use approach to the wildlife, and you can see that in the amount of wildlife and the amount of land set for conservation. So in the Southern African context, we've had an outcry in many ways to say, yes, the animal could have been auctioned for $1 million but went for $350,000. What happened to the other 650,000 that should have gone directly into conservation? That is money lost to rhino conservation.
And very quickly, what will you spend that money on?
It goes directly into anti-poaching, into training, into monitoring, and improving the situation for rhino conservation.
Mike Knight, thank you very much. That was Mike Knight from South African National Parks and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. So what do you think? Should this hunting licence have been sold? We'd love to hear your reactions. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com or you can tweet @nakedscientists.